Mrs. Weber didn't see Yvette last night with her sister.
I dare say you're getting the hang of deductive reasoning, Watson. Excuse me. Could you point us in the direction of Rebecca Ellison?
I'm Rebecca Ellison.
She has dark hair, brown eyes, freckles.
I'm sorry, I think you might be confusing me with my sister, Yvette. We're fraternal twins, not identical. She's not well right now. She's in the hospital. Is there something I can help you with? We're good. Thanks. Having fun?
Can't you tell?
You're still thinking about the case?
Obviously, Yvette Ellison didn't kill Casey McManus. Given that his neighbour picked her out of a photo array, it stands to reason that the real killer bears a striking resemblance. The question is, who is she, and what does she have against Casey?
Well, is it possible that Detective Bell was right and that the neighbour was lying about seeing the woman on the stairs? Hey, I found something in the hall closet the other day.
Is it the zipper mask? Because I swear, I'm just holding that for a friend.
It's a trophy from an old case. Forgot I still had it. Feel free to bin it.
I know it's yours because it has S. Holmes engraved under the strings.
So I used to play. What of it?
Well, I just thought it might be a nice addition to your post-rehab regimen. A playing instrument can relieve a lot of stress.
You think I'm stressed?
I think you have a lot on your plate, and you're not going easy on yourself with all this work with the police.
I don't play anymore. Attic theory. Playing took up too much space in my brain, so I stopped.
But that doesn't even make any sense. You can't unlearn something you already know.
$5 says it's the ex-boyfriend. Answer it. I'm not going anywhere.